This is Cuckold and Princess Corinne, and this recording is for those 18 years of age or older. Oh my god. Here you are calling me and trying to tell me that you want to get out of your chastity. God, you're so pathetic. I mean, we knew, automatically knew, that when you started serving me, that you would wear a chastity belt because you are a fucking jerk-off addict. Yes, you are. You can't keep your hands off your tiny little dick. And why is that? Oh. Need I remind you? Even though every day you wake up in the morning and you go and fondle yourself and you look at your dick in the mirror, you have all of these fantasies where you're this big, strong guy, and you have this big, huge cock, and you're fucking all these chicks, and you whip out your little, tiny penis, and you jerk it in front of the mirror, thinking that it's some 9-inch monster, when really it's not, is it? No, you're never going to have that 9-inch monster. It's so pathetic of you. I mean, come on. You and this little tiny penis of yours are just totally gross. That is why you need to be locked up in a chastity. Yes, you need to be locked up forever in your tiny little belt so you can't whip out. Whip out. What kind of word is that for you? So you can't stick out your tiny little nugget and stroke it in front of everybody. Nobody wants to see that little thing. Put it away. I see your pictures all over Twitter. I see you trying to show it off. Face the reality, bitch. Your little tiny penis is a worthless little stump. Yeah. And that is why today we are going to put you in chastity and keep you in there. So you can't jerk off all of the time. You do realize why you get jerked off all the time, right? Why you're jerking your dick? Because nobody will do it for you. No decent woman in this society is going to spread her legs for you. Oh gosh, no decent woman, no indecent woman. Probably the only one that is going to spread her legs for you is a hooker. And even then, when you're paying her money, she's still going to laugh at you. She's still going to tell all her friends about, oh my god, did you see the John that came over today? His dick was as small as a little smoky wiener. That's right. Your tiny little penis is as small as a little smoky, and she's going to tell every one of her friends. That's why you need to be in a chastity. We don't want to see it. No, we don't. You're probably one of the guys that has a fake Twitter account and puts somebody else's cock on his Twitter avatar so that you can get attention by all these chicks. But I know better. You've sent me pictures. And the only option for you is to be locked up and released maybe, I don't know, once a month. To keep your pathetic hands off that little smoky. Oh my god. It's so icky. You might as well just keep it in there forever because nobody wants to see it. I mean, you put it up to my boyfriend's 9.5-inch cock. His big, gorgeous, beautiful, huge, masculine, big, huge dick. You put your little tiny thing in front of that. And you're going to have the biggest size envy on the planet. You won't stop thinking about it. In fact, that's probably why you put big cocks on your avatar. Because You want chicks to think you have this big dick when in actuality, you really want to touch the big dick, don't you? Oh, yes. You want to feel that big, hard, throbbing cock in your hand. And the only reason is because you can't feel your own throbbing in your hand. No, when you grasp it, it like sits in your palm. And yeah, that's about all it does. Maybe it gets a little bit wet. And you have to jerk it so fast. You know, just jerk it and oh, there it goes, it spits. That's that's about it. But you know, little tiny worm boy, itty bitty glitty boy, that's right, your itty bitty little diggy glitty is so gross that we have to lock it up and nobody's ever gonna see it again, because we don't want grossing women out. No, we don't. We don't want grossing women out. Your little sperm worm. Oh my God. That sperm worm of yours shouldn't be allowed in public. It's disgusting. So, lock it up and send me the key. The problem is, if you send me the key, you probably never get it back. It'll be lost in the mail. You'll have to go to the nice, burly, strong locksmith and get it opened. Yeah. You total, disgusting little micro dick. Yes, you are. So, little pencil dick, lock that thing up. Yes. And then I want you to go down and find somebody with a big dick and put your hand around it so that you can actually see what one feels like. Yes, just wrap your hand around it and stroke it and get it all in your palm of your hand and feel how it takes three times the length for you to stroke it than it does yours. That is what a real man's cock is like, not your little sperm worm. No, bitch, you have a sperm worm. It's disgusting. It's nasty. And we don't want to touch it now, do we? That's right. Lock it up forever and ever. You'll never, ever squirt again. This is Cuckolding Princess Corinne. Call me bitch boy.